Johann Schmidt, infamously known as the Red Skull. First known appearance, Captain America Comics issue number 7. Close ties to Hydra, master strategist, tactician, arch enemy to Captain America, S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Avengers. Red Skull has 6 stamina, medium movement, size 2, and he's threat level 4. His physical attribute is 4. His energy attribute is 3. His mystic attribute is also 3. And now a peek under the hood for Red Skull's abilities.
All right, we've got the Red Skull here doing battle with the Inhumans. You can see he is toe-to-toe with Black Bolt. Let's take a look at Red Skull's abilities. First is Strike. Now, this is a range 2 attack. It's a physical attack where you roll 5 dice after this attack is resolved. Red Skull is going to gain power equal to the damage dealt, so that's his power generator attack. Now, if he rolls any wilds, he'll get to push. Before the damage is dealt, he may push the target character away small, so he would be able to, or short, however you call that, he'd be able to push Black Bolt kind of back into this area here if he rolled any wild dice. His next attack is called Cosmic Blast. Now, this one's interesting because he can hit that from quite a ways away. This is a ranged 4 attack. So, if he did hit Black Bolt and roll a wild and pushed him back small, he fits right in the pocket there. Let's say he pushes him there. He could then follow that up with Cosmic Blast for 1 power. Look at that. 4. No problem. This one is a 5 dice attack at range 4, and it's an energy attack that says wilds sap power. Before damage is dealt, the target character loses 1 power for each wild in the attack roll, and Red Skull gains that amount of power. So he's really stealing the power from Black Bolt and giving it to himself. So Red Skull has a lot of ways to get power. We'll get to a couple more of those attacks here shortly. His next attack is Unleash the Cube. Now, I really like this attack for this very reason. If they were back toe-to-toe here, and Red Skull decided to strike first and got the wild and pushed Black Bolt back into his buddies, Unleash the Cube says this: if this attack deals damage after it's resolved, he may throw the character short. Now, Unleash the Cube is also a 4 range attack. So if he didn't get the push, he could at least still throw him short and put him back here. If he rolls a wild using Unleash the Cube, he gains Reality Warp. After this attack is resolved, the target character and characters within 1 of the target character gain the stun special condition. So if he, we'll go back to the beginning, if he uses Strike and doesn't get a wild, well, maybe he could use Baron Zemo's ability. You can see that in the previous video, where he gets to re-roll one of his dice. Maybe he re-rolls a miss and gets a wild and pushes Black Bolt back here. If he fails to push him back there and decides to do Unleash the Cube, if that attack, rolling 7 dice, mind you, deals any damage after it's resolved, this character may throw the character short. So this is after the attack's resolved, so he wouldn't be able to do it and blow up the cube here. I mean, he'd still blow up the cube here, but he wouldn't get all his buddies. So he's really wanting to push Black Bolt here. And then when the cube blows up by rolling a wild on Unleash the Cube with Reality Warp, all of the Inhumans would gain a stun token. Now, the stun special ability states, if an effect would cause this character to gain more than 1 power, they gain only 1 power instead. So unless they don't mind only gaining 1 power at a time, they're going to have to waste an action to shake off that stun effect. Red Skull has a leadership ability called Master of Evil. The affiliation is Cabal. Each time an allied character damages an enemy character with an attack, after the attack is resolved, the attacking character gains 1 power. So that is 2 abilities so far that Red Skull has that gains power. The next ability, called Cosmic Cube, is an action to cost 0 power, and it states that Red Skull gains 3 power, then roll 5 dice. For each skull rolled, Red Skull suffers 1 damage. This superpower can only be used once per turn. So as his action, now that's the 4th ability he has on his card that generates power, he can just drain power from that cosmic cube there and take it for himself, at the cost sometimes of his health. His next ability is Master of the Cube. Choose this character or another allied character within 4 of Red Skull and place them within 2 of their current position. The character can only be placed by the superpower only once per turn. So, as I read it, let's say we choose Taskmaster, because he's within 4. Place it within 2 of its current position. So, on Red Skull's turn, Taskmaster can come down to about here. and be placed kind of in the way so that Medusa would have to make a zigzag. Or, you know, you'd put it a little more advantageous. Maybe you'd put them like really in the way so that Black Bolt couldn't come right back at Red Skull after the hit. That costs 3 power. His last ability for 2 power is Hail Hydra. When this character is targeted by an attack, it may use this superpower. Choose another allied character within 2 to become the target of the attack, regardless of range or line of sight. So if Baron Zemo was palling around with Red Skull, as they are known to do, he could effectively pass that attack off to Baron Zemo, who has an ability that lets him counter-strike, lets him reroll defense rolls. Baron Zemo is well-suited to take on an attack. So if Red Skull's getting hit and Baron Zemo's nearby, I'm pretty sure he's going to try to pass that attack onto Baron Zemo. Now that's his healthy side. Let's take a look at his injured side. On the injured side, nothing changes. You see he has all the attacks as before with Strike, Cosmic Blast, Unleash the Cube, his leadership ability, Master of the Cube, Hail Hydra, 6 stamina still, and all of his movement, everything stayed the same. So he's pretty well-rounded as far as his stats go. Now as an added bonus, we're doing tactic cards at the end of each of these videos, and this one actually is Red Skull specific. This one is called Cosmic Invigoration. Now Cosmic Invigoration states, if Red Skull is within 2 of another allied character with an activated token, they may spend 2 power each to play this card. Remove the activated token from the allied character and roll 3 dice. For each crit, wild, and hit rolled, that character suffers 1 damage. So it's a way to for the Cosmic Cube to let a character go again before the end of the round. I think that's pretty solid. So especially if it was Baron Zemo and Medusa was maybe on the ropes, it's a way to really get him back in the game. He could suffer 3 damage for doing it, but I think it's well worth it if timed correctly. That's going to wrap up this episode of Marvel Crisis Protocol Character Review. Have you used Red Skull? Do you play with the Cabal? I'm curious to know who your favorite faction is in the comments below. Let me know if there's a character you'd like to see me do a review on in these video series. If you like this video series, please give it a thumbs up. Subscribe to the channel. It really helps out the algorithm. The channel is growing, and I'm really excited about that. So thank you to those of you who are watching these videos. And as always, we'll see you at the next boardroom meeting.